Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 7, Episode 6. That intro music you just heard was created on GarageBand by Lily and Suriana in Year 4. Coming up on this week's episode, we have news from our recent sports days, an exciting new addition to our club selection, fencing, and early plans for a mini school council. Plus, we have features on ancient Egypt, Harry Potter, the Jewish holiday Shavuot, healthy snacks, and the best songs of 2024. As well as all that, we have our regular teacher interview, this week with the fantastic Mrs. Ramsden. We'll start off this week with news from our hugely successful sports days. Here are Layla, Suri and Fiore from Year 4 to report back for us.
Hi, my name is Layla.
My name is Fiore.
And my name is Suri.
And today we're going to talk about sports day.
First, let us tell you the dates for the Infants and Juniors Sports Day.
Juniors and infants participate on Sports Day, but they are on different days.
The Junior Sports Day, which is in years 3 to 6, was on Thursday the 20th of June 2024.
And the Infant Sports Day, which is nursery to year 2, was on Friday the 21st of June 2024.
For infants, it was only half a day, whereas it was a full day for juniors.
The sports day is only open for the children's parents, relatives or anyone who they know. There's a picnic with the junior parents or people who are coming.
Sorry if you couldn't come if you didn't, but you can listen to what sports day is.
Now let's tell you the events for the juniors.
Hurdles, 200 metres, 600 metres
for certain people.
800 metres.
For some year 5s and year 6s, sprint. 80 metres, long jump. Triple jump, high jump.
You only do one of the three depending on the one you're best at.
All the ones the teachers think you have a good shot at.
But it might change through the years.
Sprint,
100 meter or 60 meter.
Vortex, hurdles. These are the infants' events. Mini hurdles, the obstacle course.
Sprint, long jump, but the long jump is standing still instead of doing a run-up and a vortex.
We all had an amazing time.
And can't wait to have it next year. Bye!
These truly were incredible events. The Junior Sports Day was honestly the best sports day I've ever witnessed. And while I wasn't able to attend the Infant Sports Day, I hear it went just as well. The amount of careful planning, preparation, setup, implementation and brilliant ideas that went into them was astounding. So huge thanks to Miss Spinney, Mr. Hill and all of the staff that contributed to making the day so special. They are absolute superstars. Sticking on the sports theme, we're excited to be bringing a new addition to our club's programme next year, the fantastic combat sport of fencing. Suri and Layla in Year 4 are back to tell us more.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Suri.
And my name is Layla.
And today we're going to tell you about our new fencing club that we have in Manor Lodge that's going to be introduced in September.
The club is called Fighting Fit Fencing, placed in Barnet, and the address is Unit 1A Queen's Road, London, EN54DL.
We have an assembly about fencing and they came in, and when I mean they, I mean the people who played for Great Britain and the manager of Fighting Fit Fencing. The people who came in were training for the Olympics. They weren't fully in.
First, the manager told us the history of fencing. And did you know that King Henry VIII, from the Tudor times, loved fencing so much he got the Master of Fencing, from the Tudor times, to teach him?
Now, back to the present. In the assembly about fencing, we learned about foil fencing, which is when you poke your opponent. Here's the equipment. Electric EP and body cord. Glove, chest protector for women, an EP and a save, a helmet, a vest boot. These are the main equipment, but trust us, there is a couple more.
Did you know that no one qualified for the Olympics to fence for Great Britain?
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Now, to be able to take part in all these wonderful active pursuits, our diets are, of course, extremely important. So here is Imani in Year 6 to give us some good tips on healthy snacks.
Hello, and welcome to my part of the podcast. My name is Imani, and today I'm going to be telling you about healthy snacks for kids. You might be wondering if it's actually important for kids to eat healthy. Well, it is. Healthy eating is essential for a child's good health, growth, and development. Eating healthy in childhood means they will have less chance of developing chronic diseases like heart disease, type 2 di- type 2 diabetes and some cancers. It will also mean they feel better and enjoy life more. A well-balanced diet provides all of the energy you need to keep active throughout the day. There are so many ways of keeping healthy. For example, there are foods that you should eat every day and some foods that if you eat too much of, you might get sick. These are the healthy snacks you should try and eat. Fruit and veg are both really healthy and I would eat them every single day. But if you don't like eating plain fruit, you can always turn them into smoothies. It's delicious and it doesn't include any added sugar. Next is one of my personal favourites, carrot sticks and hummus. And if you don't like any of these, you could also try dried fruit, healthy snacks, rainbow fruit skewers, cheese and crackers, and many more. Remember to always eat your five a day to keep a balanced diet. Next, I'm going to be talking about what is really unhealthy to eat every day. Junk food. I know we all love a bit of junk food here and there, but do you know how bad it really is? Junk food is a term used to describe food that is high in calories. This includes fast food, crisps, chocolate, sweets, and sugary drinks. I'm not saying that we can never have any junk food again, but if you eat loads of it, it will hurt and damage your body. That's all for today. I hope you've learned what is healthy and unhealthy for you to eat. Remember to rate, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
Ezra in year four is here next, someone who has a keen interest in history, and he's going to tell us about ancient Egypt.
Hello, and my name is Ezra, and today I'm going to be telling you some facts about ancient Egypt. Number one, the ancient Egyptian civilization began 5,000 years ago when people started building villages next to the River Nile in northeast Africa. It lasted for around 3,000 years. Two, the River Nile was helpful for growing food in a hot place, as well as crops that made clothes and paper. Three, ancient Egyptian kings and queens were called pharaoh. Four, many modern film producers believe the classical historian Herodotus, according to him, about 100,000 slaves, including men, women and children, built the Great Pyramids. This, however, the theory was proven wrong, according to archaeological evidence found. Five, in ancient times, both men and women used to make up in large quantities, believing it gave them protection. Six, ancient Egyptians made paper and invented a writing system called hieroglyphs. Seven, Cleopatra, Egypt's last pharaoh, lived closer to our time than to the building of the Great Pyramids of Giza. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
We've heard about our school council over the course of the year, including early plans for a new strand of it. To give us a little more info, here are Suri and Suriana in year four.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Suri.
And my name is Suriana.
And today we're going to talk about the upcoming mini school council
that we have in Manor Lodge, which will hopefully happen in September.
Someone had an amazing idea of making a school council for the kids in year one and under.
Our school council helps the school to be a better place inside and out.
Our current council only has the years from year six, who are the school council presidents, to year
two, the younger school councillors.
We are hoping that every year in the school can take place in this event. We are not sure when it will happen, but we will keep you updated.
Please remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Next, we have Noah in year four to tell us about the Jewish holiday Shavuot.
Hi, my name is Noah, and today I'll be telling you about Shavuot, a Jewish festival that started on the evening of Tuesday the 11th of June 2024 and finished on Thursday the 13th of June 2024. Shavuot is observed by lighting candles both nights, staying up the first night to study the Torah, decorating homes with flowers and other plants, attending synagogue, the Jewish place of worship, to hear the Ten Commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and eating festive meals, generally including dairy. Among Ashkenazi Jews that come from Eastern Europe, Germany and France, while Sephardi Jews are from Spain, Portugal, Africa and the Middle East. Jews from Eastern and Northern Europe eat popular dairy dishes for Shavuot, including cheesecake, cheese-filled crepes called blitzers, noodle kugel made with sour cream or cottage cheese, and triangle cheese-filled dumplings called kreplach. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Now, Harry Potter is, of course, a massively popular topic among the children at Manor Lodge, so we now have a double header of Potter podcasting. Lily and Aria in Year 4 have a quiz for us shortly, but first, here's Suriana in Year 4 to tell us about Harry Potter World.
Hello, my name is Suriana, and today I'm going to tell you about Harry Potter World. If you haven't been to Harry Potter World, then I'm sorry, but in my opinion, it's the best. You should probably go when you finish the 4th book, otherwise you don't really know what's going on. My favourite bit in Harry Potter World is the Deathly Hallows, where the dragon breaks into Gringotts Bank and puts fire everywhere. It's really scary in my opinion, because at the start the dragon comes out of real life smoke and starts roaring so loud it made my ears hurt. I really want to go again, and I hope you go there too. Bye!
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Aria.
Today we'll be testing a Harry Potter quiz. Two questions per year.
Question 1. What was the name of the three-headed dog? Have a think. The answer is... Fluffy!
Question 2. What house is Hermione put into? Have a think. The answer is... Gryffindor!
Year 2. Question 1. What is the name of the ghost in the girls' bathroom near the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets? Have a think. The answer is Moaning Myrtle.
Question 2. What type of snake was in the Chamber of Secrets? Have a think. The answer is a basilisk.
Year 3. Question 1. What broomstick did Harry receive from his godfather? Have a think. The answer is a firebolt.
Question 2. What was Harry Potter's godfather's name? Have a think. The answer is Sirius Black.
Year 4. Question 1. What's the trophy awarded after the tournament called? Have a think. The answer is the Triwizard Cup.
Question 2. Which Death Eater is Draco Malfoy's father? Have a think. The answer is Lucius Malfoy.
Year 5. Question 1. What does one of the Minister of Magic's followers say after Dumbledore disappears using his phoenix? Have a think. The answer is, you may not like him, Minister, but you can't deny it. Dumbledore's got style.
Question 2. What is the name of the society fighting against Voldemort? Have a think. The answer is the Order of the Phoenix.
Year 6. Question 1. Who is the Half-Blood Prince? Have a think. The answer is Professor Snape, and that is very unexpected.
Question 2. What is the name of the magical creature that is only seen by people who have seen death called? Have a think. The answer is Thestrials.
Year 7. All. Question 1. Do they eventually defeat Voldemort once and for all? Have a think. The answer is yes.
Question 2. What Horcrux did they find first? Have a think. The answer is Slytherin's locket.
House test. Now for extra. question, we are going to do a test to see which house you are in. Pick A, B, C, or D. A, smart.
B, cunning.
C, brave. Or
D, other.
Have a think. The results are... A is... Ravenclaw.
B is... Slytherin.
C is... Gryffindor. And last but not least...
D is...
Hufflepuff. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye! Grinning face emoji, smiley face emoji, laughing emoji, and party popper emoji. Sorry about that. It's just for fun.
Our year five boys are here next. Here are Harry, Dabari, and Noah with the best songs of 2024.
Hi, I'm Harry T.
I'm Harry J.
I'm Noah.
And I'm Dabari.
And today we're going to tell you the best songs in 2024.
Our first one is Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. It is an amazing song, and on the 22nd of March got number one.
I wanna get used to, but there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, hope I don't lose you.
Our second song is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. It was at number one for 7 weeks.
Our next one is popular by The Weeknd, Madonna, and Playboi Carti. This song is so popular and is an incredible song.
I've seen the devil down sunset in every place, in every face.
Next is Fortnite by Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It is a really good song. It's a really good song to sing along with.
To come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till my body noticed my new aesthetic.
Our next song is a bar song, which is a catchy and country song by Shaboozy.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working, why the hell do I work so hard?
Now it's Stick Season by Noah Kahn. Stick Season is a fun song to sing and is hugely popular.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am...
Now it is Too Sweet by Hoiser.
Baby by Tommy Richman. The song became the longest running consecutive number one song on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 chart.
Still noticing,
This is Little Boo Fang by Paul Russell. This catchy song became the song of the summer.
Let me tell you. You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too plain. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fingers. So I took the doors out the deep. Okay.
Now is Right Here by Becky Hill. Is one of the best songs in her new album.
Our last one is Texas Hold'em by Beyoncé. She was born in Texas, and that is what this song is about.
Ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Time now for this week's teacher interview. Here are Noah and Nate in Year 4 chatting with Mrs. Ramsden.
Hi, my name is Noah.
And my name is Nate.
And today we'll be interviewing Mitch Ramsden.
Hello!
Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Garston, which is near Watford, and I lived in a bungalow with my family.
Number two, what primary school did you go to and did you enjoy it?
So I went to a primary school called Auburnwood Junior School, which is in Garston. I liked most of it. I just didn't like the parts where we weren't on timetable. I found that a bit hard. I like to have the structure.
Okay.
What was your favourite subject at school and why?
So I love making and creating things. So DT and textiles were my thing because I like making things when you have an end product that you can keep.
That's what Year 4 are doing.
Well, there you go. DT. I'm going to come and create Gate Crash Year 4 then.
What did you want to be as a child?
So I wanted to be a midwife. To help other mummies have their babies. I love new little born babies, so squishy. That's what I wanted to do.
Why, did you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've got three siblings. I've got an older brother called David who lives in Dubai. I've got an older sister called Julie who lives in Bournemouth. And I've got a younger brother called Mark who lives in Devon and he's just had a little baby of his own called William.
That's sweet.
Why did you become a teaching assistant?
So I have 9 nephews and I've looked after them and helped my family with them. It's quite rewarding looking after children and helping them and also seeing them grow.
Okay. Have you worked any schools? If so, what schools?
So I used to work at a school in St Albans called Mandeville School, which was a state school. And it was very challenging, but also very rewarding. Lots of the children have behavioural problems, but when they get over those and you've helped them, that's a really good rewarding thing for the end of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you only taught the infants here?
So I've only taught the infants, but I have been on the residential trips with Year 5 and Year 6. Year 6 we went to France, which was amazing, and then Year 5 was the one we've just done to Wales and the Brecon Beacons, and that was all outdoor activities.
Sounds so fun.
It was good fun. Mr Kitley and I did everything. We were there, we were caving, we were doing the gorge, swimming down the gorges. We loved it. Yeah.
Are they going to go to Wales next year?
I think so.
Yes.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Well, maybe we could change it now, you said, yeah.
No.
Do you have any hobbies at home?
Yeah, I have my pets at home. I have my dog, sausage dog called Miso. I have a guinea pig called Valentine, and I have a rabbit called Jackson. I love taking my doggy for a walk. He likes going everywhere, even though he's only got tiny legs. I love swimming outside. I have a swimming pool near me, which is outside, which is called a Lido. And I go swimming there. And I love stand-up paddle boarding. I have a group that I go stand-up paddle boarding with.
What days do you go?
So stand-up paddle boarding is normally a Saturday or Sunday. But at the moment, we can do it in the evening because it's still light until about 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
so it's really nice. Yeah.
My sister's probably told you we have two guinea pigs.
Yeah, she has. Noah,
do you have any pets?
I don't have any pets, but I really want a
would
dog.
Would you like one? Because
I really
I've got three.
Want a dog. My dad had three dogs growing up.
Oh, I love doggy. What doggy would you like?
I would what breed? Like, I don't know what it's called.
Would you like a smaller dog or a bigger dog?
Medium.
Medium. Like a Labrador, a fluffy one? Or
yeah, fluffy.
So like a cockapoo?
Maybe.
Ooh, nice.
Before I ask the next question, can I ask, what jobs did your parents have?
So they both worked in schools. They're retired now. So my dad was caretaker at a school, so a bit like what Dan does when he does all the jobs and stuff. And my mum worked in the school office and then worked in the school shop as well.
And what school did they work
in? I can't remember the school, Nate. I knew you were going to ask me that. I can't remember, but yeah.
Did you have any pets growing up?
Loads, loads. Rabbits, guinea pigs, fish, dogs, cats, yeah, and cows in the field opposite.
Oh, wow. Is it hard to take care of that many pets?
It was okay, actually, because there was four of us, so when we all lived at home, we all had responsibility for looking after them.
Where do you live now?
So I live near Letchworth, which is up the A1. It takes me about 35, 40 minutes on a good day. In the traffic, like Friday, it took me over an hour and a half to get home.
My house is 10 minutes away. With traffic, it's probably half an hour, maybe 40 minutes.
My house is 5 minutes away with traffic.
I get stuck in traffic.
But with bad traffic, it can be half an hour.
Wow, still less than mine.
If you could be a superhero, what power would you have?
So I reckon something like a waste warrior, because I like looking after the environment and caring for things. So when I do my stand-up paddleboarding, we do some waste collection days where we go along the rivers and have bags and grabbers, and we pick up the waste that people very, very naughtily put into the rivers. Looking after the environment. So a waste warrior. What about you guys?
Nice. I would do something similar. I would maybe have the power to help stuff grow, so trees and maybe animals.
That'd be good, Nate.
Noah, what about you?
I would have kind of like a shape-shifting power, and like I could be something in the woodland for a day.
You could be,
I could be a tree, so it helps the environment.
And
as well.
What might happen then if I bring my dog for the walk around your tree?
Oh no!
Yeah, I get wet.
You might have a little whittle up your leg. So that would be a good one, though. And then people wouldn't know you were there. And then it would be like, where's Noah? We've lost him.
Yeah. People talking secretly and they're behind me.
And you can just hear them. Yeah. Like a superpower, that would be.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Fantastic, and that's just about it for this week's episode. To finish things off, here's Fiore in Year 4 with a garage composition of her own.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.